Hallelujah.
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 I want to
teach a very simple, basic, down to earth Bible lesson of truths that's packed with God. Did you hear what I said? That'll work for anybody, anywhere, anytime. Hallelujah. That you'll put them to work. Amen. Anybody in the house today? If I get to running, y'all just excuse me. Ooh, I got too much to be thankful for. To be thinking about the trash that Satan trying to bring. I got too many good things that the Lord had already done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I would that we just take this next hour and just praise God. Just praise. Hey! Activity in my limbs, my muscles in my body were working. My eyesight, I could see. I had strength to get up. Thank you, Jesus. I had a mind to thank him. That was the first thing I thought about. Hey, thank you. Woo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I thought about it. I got bread on my table. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I got a family that's well. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. I got so much to thank my God for. Glory. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? I got health in my body. I got peace in my heart. I've been made the righteousness of God. I have access to the kingdom of God. And God Almighty, are y'all hearing me? God Almighty is indwelling me. Jesus, the risen Savior, is living on the inside of me. The Holy Ghost, that came on the day of Pentecost is on the inside of my spirit. Hey, I got a book called the Bible with all of his promises. And Holy Spirit know how to teach me and tell me and reveal to me what belongs to me and how to get it, how to possess it, how to walk in it, how to keep it, and how to finish with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, y'all, we could just have a testimony service, and we could, but I have been instructed to do this, and however long it takes, you know, I'm not what I mean by however long, because see, that's the blessing of being the pastor, the shepherd. You know, you can. You know, you get a guest speaker, they try to get it all because they're not going to be here. And I'm not concerned about y'all running me off. You know, and so what I'm saying, I got all the time I need to teach this. I'm about to teach something that's very, very basic, very simple, but yet so profound. Once we get it changed your life. People play with church. People are caught up in religion. People are bound up with tradition. They go through rituals. They go church members, and they don't know why things not working for them. They don't know why. But once the word is made real to you, once it's revealed, once you know it. And once, I ain't talking about quoting scripture. I can do that too. But I'm talking about once you know it, it's a living thing on the inside of you. Then life become filled with all the excitement and goodness and blessing that you win. You're not confused. You're not bound up. You're full of joy. And God is so real, and you spend that time talking to him, and he talks to you. Hallelujah. He lets you know that everything is fine. You don't have to fret about anything. But just yield and yield and yield and learn. See, the Bible is simple in a way, but people complicate it with their unbelief. The word of God is simple. He said, lift your hand, but, you know, we sit there with our hand folded. We act like this. I can't figure that out, Lord. What you say? But it's so simple. He said, open your mouth and say, give thanks. You see what I'm saying? It's real simple. But we complicate with our unbelief, with our pride, and all that stuff. We complicate it. But when you just say, okay, I don't feel nothing, he didn't ask you to feel nothing. He said, do it. Now, how many of you, your hands, you in this building, your hands so bound up you can't get them up? How many of you? If your hand, your arm so bound up, I'm going to help you out because I'm going to loose them things. Whatever got you. I'm going to set you free. You say, you are, I absolutely am. Because I can do it. How are you going to do that? Because I have the authority to do it. With your permission. Now, if you want to stay bound up, sit down with them bound up. That's your choice. Amen. So who bound up, you can't raise them now? Come on up here. Let's get them loose. That's just in honor to our great King and thanksgiving to our God. and obedient to his word. Let's just lift our hands for a moment. And everybody's hands should be up.